But, you know, I was in, you didn't, I was in the Navy, so it was not talked about. So that was that. So
yeah.
Now at this point, I'm going to my I'm more knowing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Found some clubs in Milwaukee, had a great time here, knowing who I am, but, you know, still not.
I had the clubs, oh my god.
The Factory, and I went by Robert. I didn't have the same, I didn't go by Raymond. I had a different name. Certainly didn't talk about being in the military, but to look at me, my haircut at that time was like, but it was the disco era, so it was all you know, circus club 219. It was the disco era. It was the Village People and Donna Summer. And I, you know, had a quick education on the, I think it was pretty much called, used, the word gay was pretty much used then. Or I knew it was, or in that circle at least. But I had to go back to the, I had to go to the ship, and I was on board my ship, and I had to do my job, and I had to be non-sexual and, I mean, I couldn't even joke about women. You know what? When I was in basic training, I had my sister's best friend's daughter's picture, a really pretty picture of her, that I used to tell the guys she was my girlfriend. And because I needed to have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because everybody else had their girlfriends, and I didn't. So anyhow, so I'm on the ship. I'm doing my job on the ship, and that was an amazing experience for me when I realized that this was a military vessel. And when I realized the importance of what it was, and, you know, we had nuclear weapons on board. Those were bombs. And I think the reality of what I got myself into really was present when I got on that boat. That just all really entered into me. But there was this humanity of working in the chaplain's office that I had. I learned our function was, you know, the chaplain would get the news from, you know, when we were deployed to, from the American Red Cross, and, you know, somebody died, or somebody had a baby, or somebody was sick, or they didn't hear from anybody, or if there was some bad news from home. I mean, you remember, this was the 70s. There were no cell phones. There was no internet. There was, you know, I had an electric typewriter.